Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Arkansas Shrimp Tank Podcast. I'm your host, Rich Jensen, sitting with my co-host, David Sims, and we're coming to you from the BRS Consulting Studios here in Little Rock. You know, in the words of Sir Francis Bacon, knowledge is power, and our goal each week is to impart just a little bit more knowledge to our listeners. Unfortunately, my co-host David doesn't have very much to share, so we have to bring in guests to make up the difference. All joking aside, though, the Shrimp Tank exists as a medium for sharing the knowledge of successful business owners, executives, entrepreneurs, and those in our community who may just be starting out and looking to avoid many of the business pitfalls. By the way, David, our producer Gordon wrote that one into the script.
So. That's a good one, Gordon. It's a good one. I'll have to get you back.
I'll just keeping things fresh, David.
Hey, we want to let you all know that Shrimp Tank is now part of iHeartRadio, and you can download all of our shows from iHeart, iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and really almost anywhere on the internet. So, David, hope you had a good week. I know you're excited to have our guest here today because we've been planning to have her for quite a while.
Yes, yeah. I've been meaning to follow up with Robbie since we had lunch. That was about a year ago, I think. But it's been a crazy year.
We moved just at a glacial pace.
It's been a crazy year. But on this cold day, it was so cold, man, I don't even think my beard grew this morning. You know, it was so cold here in Little Rock. But, Robbie, it is great to have you. I'm going to introduce you, and then we're going to jump into the show and have some fun. And we're going to learn a lot. That's one of the main reasons I want to get in. I think timing is right. But Robbie DeWeese Davis grew up in Pine Bluff and graduated from Pine Bluff High School in 1981. And then she graduated from UCA in 85 with a BBA in Marketing Communications, joined American HMO, Arkansas's first health maintenance organization in 85. And pretty much that would launch you into your career and becoming a health insurance expert. And you really are. I mean, we've sent clients to you. You've helped us analyze things.
To me, it's just about the most confusing thing you can be doing because it seems to change every year.
Yeah.
It's like taxes.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I do one thing.
Try to do it well.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Right. And that's why we refer it out.
I stick with one thing. 35 years, I've just stuck with the one thing I started with.
That's great. Well, in 87, Robbie was recruited by Health Advantage, which is now a subsidiary of Arkansas Blue Cross Blue Shield. She was top sales in 5 consecutive years there. In September of 92, Prudential recruited her, and she was a national leader in sales there, and in 1993 sold more groups than any agent in the nation and was honored at a special ceremony. Robbie's married to Scott Davis, who joined the agency full-time in 2014 as CFO, and he's an individual product manager as well. Does he have a specialization as well?
He does. He does all of our individual, the Arkansas Marketplace, Arkansas Works, all that fun stuff.
Well, we're going to learn more about Scott and your kids, and you got 2 children, and more about the agency in just a minute. You've been very active, it looks like, in volunteer work and helping a lot of different things, including the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation.
That's right.
So, Robbie, it's great to have you on the show. Thank you for your time. Really been looking forward to this.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
We hope you still feel that way at the end of the podcast.
Oh, we'll have some fun.
So, Robbie, share with our listeners something that nobody knows about you.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, let's see. I have lived in Little Rock my entire career.
Okay.
Yes, I started here in 1985. I took the first job that I could so that I wouldn't have to move back to Pine Bluff, although it's a great place. But anyway, and that was with American HMO. And then, like I said, that's all I've ever done for 35 years. So I've never moved. I moved to different homes within Little Rock, but never moved outside Little Rock.
So all the crazy changes with health care and health insurance and everything, it doesn't throw you as much as it throws everybody else because you've kind of seen it all and done it all.
That's right. And if we live through the passage of the Affordable Care Act, we've done well. Yeah, we've done well.
That was a seismic shift in the landscape.
Fourth quarter at our office now is like a CPA's office. It's almost unbearable. And you would think it would get easier, but the past fourth quarter was the most challenging of any, the one we just finished, and all the carrier reps say the same thing.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, you would think it'd be getting easier.
Well, share with our listeners a little bit more about Scott and your children. Okay. And a little bit more about your family.
So here's a good fun fact. Maybe this is one I should have said before. So when I first moved to Little Rock in 1985 after graduating from UCA, I lived in an apartment complex. And there was a gentleman that also lived in that apartment complex. And every time I would take my trash out to the trash dumpster, this person was there taking his trash out to the trash dumpster. And after about the sixth time, he said, "What is your name?" And that was Scott, and he's from Fordyce, Arkansas. But anyway, so I met.
Was he actually like sitting at the window waiting to see you go out?
What it was, the way the apartments looked out onto the parking lot, of course, the dumpster's out in the parking lot, his window looked out. And so he said that he just always would keep a little bag of trash there. So when I went out, but he would never say anything. So anyway, so and that's been, I said, we will have been married 27 years this May.
I've heard of meeting at singles bars and on church, but I've never heard of meeting at the
trash dumpster. So, and that dumpster's still there, by the way. So anyway, and so like I said, Scott's from Fordyce. Scott also was in insurance. He was at Nationwide Insurance as a claims adjuster and manager for a long, long time. And so we are great partners. People say, well, how do you, you know, you're together all day and then you're together as a family also. But the thing is, we don't ever even see each other at work, because we're so busy in our different directions. So anyway, it's been really nice, like I said, to have a great partner and good friend.
And two kids, boys, girls.
We do have. We have a daughter named Maggie that is 22, and she is a senior elementary education major. And so she'll be a teacher, and that'll be wonderful because she will always have a full-time job. And then I have
health insurance.
In fact, she will have an internship where full benefits will be paid. Oh, wow. Just doing the internship. She'll get partial payment, you know, salary, but then. And then I have a son who is 19, and his name is Parker, and he is a freshman at the Art Institute in Chicago.
Wow.
So, in fact, he and his roommate have a podcast there at the School of Art Institute, SAIC. So he is freezing today, being that.
Yes.
And tomorrow, in fact, they have canceled classes for tomorrow.
Yeah, it's supposed to, windchill is supposed to get down to negative 45.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyway, in fact, he reminds me a lot of your producer here. So anyway, as far as the, you know, creativity and the personality and everything. So anyway, I've been blessed.
Not quite as tall.
I will say that. So I've been blessed. I have a wonderful husband, a successful business, and two fantastic children.
Well, that's wonderful.
Well, Robbie, educate us a little bit, like a really good synopsis, but broad overview. Because to me, the whole health insurance thing is just really quite confusing, and especially for entrepreneurs who aren't working in a company that has done all that homework for them and then told them, here's your premium and here's your options. But entrepreneurs are out there, they've been faced with the ACA, then they've heard changes in the ACA. It's really quite confusing.
So. It is so confusing, and it really doesn't have to be. So the problem is that there is nothing truly affordable. That for anybody that has any health conditions, and we're going to talk about a new product that Blue Cross of Arkansas just came out with literally last week. But the thing is, you have to be super healthy and be able to be underwritten. And you know, when they came to me to train me on it, I thought, okay, I might know one person that's super healthy and can be underwritten, and that would be my 10-year-old niece. otherwise, I don't know anyone that's that healthy. But anyway, so you know, we have group health insurance that is always an option for an entrepreneur that has their own business. But the problem is, you have to have two full-time employees. So it can't be just you and your wife, for example. It's got to be you and one other W-2 employee.
Mm-hmm. And is that employee can't be your spouse, but could it be another relative?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it could be another relative, just not your spouse. So, and they have to work 30 or more hours. And to be eligible for the benefits, which is usually not a problem. But anyway, you have to have at least two employees. A lot of times that 30-hour employee might have coverage with her spouse or whatever. So but anyway, to start a group plan, you do have to have two employees. So I have many an entrepreneur, small business owner that has come to me in 2018 that came to me and they said, you know, our health insurance premiums. I mean, y'all, for a family of four people in their mid-50s, you know, husband and wife, two children, it's not unusual at all for them to pay $1,800 to $2,200 a month, right, for their health insurance.
I was going to say, my brother and sister and brother-in-law out in California, their insurance broker messed up and because they were in a grandfathered thing, and it lapsed, and they had to go with an Affordable Care Act policy. And he's already on Medicare, but just for her, it was $24,000 a year. Is that really?
That is really. Now, of course, those premiums in California are higher than here because the cost of medical care is higher in California. But so a person that is, let's say, 55 years old, $800 a month here in Little Rock is going to be her premium for an individual plan. And the worst part about that is that I don't care how you slice or dice it, her annual out-of-pocket is going to be $7,900 plus her premium. So there's different deductibles and copays and, you know, all that. But at the end of the day, all the annual maximum out-of-pocket add up to $7,900. So you've got your $800, $900, $1,000 premium per person. And then if they have a bad year, they're going to be out $7,900.
Would that
in addition to the premium?
Right.
That's like their deductible.
Right. Yeah. Their coinsurance and all that stuff adding together.
Is that high enough to qualify for them to do an HSA?
We do have two health savings accounts. So on the individual market, you know, we only have three carriers here in Little Rock. And so then we, within those three carriers, they have grids, plan grids that we get to use. So for example, we'll just talk about Blue Cross. They have two HSA qualified plans, but even those plans, your out of pocket is going to be $6,000. $900 or $6,500. You know, so even the best plan is you're still out of pocket over $6,000 per person.
And for you entrepreneurs that, you know, are just a little bit less knowledgeable than me, which isn't saying much, but if you have a high deductible plan and you're an individual, an HSA is a health savings account that allows you to put money in pre-tax to pay those things that are co-pays and deductibles, et cetera, et cetera. So it is a slight tax benefit, but if you haven't looked into it, you need to call Robbie and talk to her about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It does help take away a little bit of the sting if it's at least pre-tax money.
Absolutely. So if someone called me today, of course, you know, the only way you can get an individual plan is either during open enrollment, which starts November 15th every year for January 1, or you have to be losing coverage in the middle of the year. So let's say that someone is going to quit a local employer today, going to terminate employment and go open up their own business. Okay, so that's a qualifying event to get individual health insurance effective, say, March 1st. So they will have two HSA plans to choose from. And I always recommend, particularly to a small business owner, the health savings account, because the company that they have can make the premium payment for them as the owner and then also can make the contribution to their health savings account. So if they've got the cash flow, absolutely, that's the way to go. Hmm. Now, if let's say, okay, so in 2018, I had several small business owners call me. And they said, these individual plans have gotten out of control. This is ridiculous. I'm paying $2,200 for my family of four. So we were able to, if they had an employee that they could insure that worked 30 or more hours that needed the coverage, take them and transfer them to a group health insurance plan. I only have to have two employees to do that. And then we were able to cover that family, the entrepreneur's family, and one or two other employees for the same amount of money and increase the benefits. So group insurance is really where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's a lot of times it will work out. Benefits are better. Rates are lower.
Can you hire your 10-year-old?
Unfortunately not.
They're not allowed to work 30 hours a week under the child labor law.
Unfortunately not.
You can hire my 10-year-old.
Yeah, and you can get on his group plan.
Wait a second, I don't have a 10-year-old. I got a 14-year-old. He is looking for a job. So, all right, so we're going to shift into our next session, business critical thinking, kind of jump into another area. And just to kind of frame that, your agency has a focus on group health insurance, has an individual health department, and then also, thirdly, Medicare. Those are your specialties,
that's right.
Right.
That's okay. Correct.
And so let's and the other thing that I know from having talked to you when we first met and we've sent other people over to you is that you make the buying decision simple. That's one of the things that distinguishes you, right?
That's exactly correct.
People come in overwhelmed and they think, oh, what do I do? And you say, okay, sit down and you're done in 30 minutes and it's nice and simple, right?
That's right.
All right. So give us a crash course on Medicare supplements and drug plans. And why this is the right time to be turning 65 in America, unless you're taking a lot of prescription drugs.
Okay, very good. So, and there's a lot of people turning 65 this year, I mean, which is good for us. If we could just capitalize part of that market, we'd be in good shape. So, for example, we just discussed on individual health insurance how expensive the premiums are. So let's say that you're one of these people, we see it every day, on an individual plan paying $1,000 a month for their health insurance. So they're paying their $1,000 premium and they're out $6,900 for their out-of-pocket maximum. So when they turn 65, they will elect Medicare Part A, which is zero cost because of all those years that we paid into Social Security. So Medicare Part A is zero cost, and that covers most of your hospitalization if you had to go in the hospital. You would the employee or the person would have Medicare Part B. They can elect Medicare Part B within 6 months of their 65th birthday. So 3 months prior, 3 months after. But when they turn 65, they get Medicare Part B. And the average person pays $134 a month for Medicare Part B. And that is a joint income of $171,000. So if you have a couple that make $171,000 or less, or $85,000 for an individual, they're going to pay the $134,000 for their Medicare Part B. And so now you've got your $134,000 for Part B, and then we would sell you a good Medicare supplement to wrap around the A and the B to give you 100% coverage at the doctor and hospital. And that's going to be about $145 to have the A, the B. So now we're still well below $300. And then then it comes down to, well, what prescription drugs are you taking? So when someone calls me and says, I'm turning 65 in a few months, I'd like to get started, the first thing we do is ask them for a list of their prescription drugs and what pharmacy they use. And believe it or not, that makes a difference. So they will give that information to us confidentially, of course. And then we run a financial analysis formularies. We type it into the computer and it will tell us which carrier is going to be best for them. So you can have a Blue Cross Medicare supplement, for example, and then you could have a SilverScript drug card. You know, you can mix and match, which is nice. So what's nice about a senior turning 65 is that if they're relatively healthy, they can get their Medicare A, B, a supplement, and a drug plan for less than $300. And then they would just have that monthly cost plus their outpatient drug copays.
Okay. Wow. So let's take another demographic of folks. So most of our entrepreneur listeners are in their late 20s or early to late 30s. So they're not anywhere near 65, but they have a huge expense because they're not part of some big company plan. So what's available for them?
So what is available for them is, if, like, normally a lot of times people are either coming off their parents' policy or maybe coming from an employer group. So that would be a qualifying event in the middle of the year, as long as you get other coverage within 60 days to join an individual health insurance plan. So all that we have available are the ACA qualified plans. And we know they're all souped up on benefits, but the price is high. So if someone in that 30-year-old category came to me today, their premium would be roughly $325, $300 to $325
a month. Just a single person, or what?
Just single person. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So their wife would be about $325, based on age. Doesn't matter about gender.
So
smoking,
young people that are healthy, $700 a month just for husband and wife.
Right. Two 30-year-olds, and remember, then they're out of pocket. Is still that $7,900, you know.
Okay, so Robbie's going to share with us how to cut that in half right now. Okay. Don't leave. Don't touch that dial, even though it's a podcast.
So here would be the answer to that. So like I said, first of all, we would ask them, okay, are you extremely healthy? And I mean extremely healthy. Have you had anything since your birth? Medical wise, are you on any medication? If they go, honestly, I've never had anything, I just go get my flu shot every year. Well, then there is a new plan that's just been introduced for March 1 effective dates by Blue Cross Blue Shield, and it's a limited benefit, limited duration plan. So what it is, you can buy a 364-day plan or a 36-month plan. And you do have to be heavily underwritten. And then once you are approved, then the rates are 50% less than what we just talked about under the marketplace or under the ACA. But those have to be re-underwritten every year or every 3 years. So we've been encouraging people to consider the 36-month program, because at least that would get you in for 36 months. Now, it's not going to cover anything pre-existing. It's going to have a $1,000 limit on prescription drugs, but the out-of-pockets are more reasonable. You can choose your deductibles. There's not an HSA qualified
but
plan.
You can be kicked out of it in 3 months.
Yeah, in three years. Right, right. But as long as we still have something to go to, it's not anything you would ever give up other insurance to go to. Mm-hmm. But if you were at a turning point to where you were going to find new insurance or just running around uninsured, you know. But, I mean, that's the problem. So in 3 years, let's say I develop diabetes while I'm on the plan, maybe I won't be re-underwritten, but then I would be able to go to the more expensive plan, on the ACA plan.
So you're not going to be uninsured because pre-existing conditions are allowed under ACA.
Right.
Which is why it's so expensive.
That's right. That's the only good news is there's no health questions under the ACA plans.
Got it.
Yeah, that's good.
So, and then the other option would be group insurance. The young entrepreneur, even though the premium still might be $700 for that couple, at least the benefits would be better. And I could get them an HSA-qualified plan under group. So the main thing for group insurance is that the benefits are better. Because on the individual market, ACA market, I don't know if the rates or the benefits are worse. You know, I have that debate in my mind all the time.
Okay, good. So one other under this segment before we switch to the next one under business critical thinking is, what about these, there's a MediShare and these other types of plans. What are those? And, you know, what's your...
So what those are plans. Of course, they're not ACA approved, but that doesn't matter now because, as we know, we're none of us going to be penalized in 2019 for not having an ACA approved plan. The MediShare plans, what concerns me about those are, okay, the premiums are good because, once again, they're about 50% less also. But those plans, I don't want to say they're not real insurance, but...
But it's
very
subjective.
They
say specifically they are not health insurance.
And the thing about it is that it's going to be determined what the benefits are. And, you know, if it doesn't match up with exactly what all their guidelines are, then it's just not going to be covered. Now, the people that I know that are on MediShare seem to be very happy, but none of them have had any claims. Yeah. So anyway, I mean, I understand people can't afford these premiums. So it would be better than not having health insurance of any sort.
And it'd probably be similar to that Blue Cross Blue Shield one that's...
Yeah, very...
Because I think the MediShare, you got to fill out a lot of medical questions to get it as well.
Yes, and also I know it's Christian-based. And so, I mean, I've been told, you know, for example, if my teenage daughter got pregnant under that plan, is that claim going to be covered? Maybe, maybe not. Under real insurance, yes, it would be.
Gotcha.
All right, so moving on, Robbie. And, man, this is, folks, I know this is a lot to absorb, but that's just the nature of the beast on this thing. So luckily we have someone like Robbie to, believe it or not, simplify it.
That's right. Compared to what
she has to do behind the scenes, I'm sure. So, Robbie, moving on, we have a thing we call our shrimp cocktail portion. So, you know, you got those big old jumbo shrimp hanging in the cocktail sauce on the edge of the martini glass or whatever it is. So
feel your mouth watering already?
I can.
So we're looking for a nice, juicy jumbo shrimp. So if you had to choose one jumbo shrimp to share with a business owner that provides group insurance for their employees, what would that be? And does it matter whether it's 50 or less or 50 or more employees?
Okay. So if actually it's a real good time in America to have less than 50 employees, because if you have less than 50 employees, you do not have to do all the ACA reporting. So if, as long as an employer group has two to 50 employees, number one, they don't have to offer health insurance by law. But number two, they do not have to do all that expensive and very in-depth reporting each year to the government. So I would definitely consider a group plan if I had my family and at least one other employee that worked 30 or more hours, just because it's just going to be offered better coverage and better premiums.
And it's not like it has to cost that employer an arm and a leg, because he's getting a great plan probably for his employees. He could have the employees pay 100% of the premium, and they're still getting a deal.
Well, and actually by contract, he would only have to pay 50% of the employee premium. And that is important.
So he does have to pay at least 50%.
He has to pay 50%. And that's important, too, because I do have people, let's say lawn care business, for example, and they have 10 employees. Well, just because he'll say, you know, I don't have in my budget 50% if all 10 people sign up. Well, we've got to remember that 50% I mean, that the employee is also going to be asked to pay 50%, and everybody's not going to do that. So under a group contract, we just have to have 25% of the employees that actually have to enroll. So if I have a group of 10, then, you know, including my family. Yeah, 2.5. So only have to have three. They round up. Only have to have 3 people participate.
Interesting.
So,
good. All right. So in your professional opinion, what do you think is the single most important issue that Americans approaching age 65 need to consider or decide or plan for it when it comes to health insurance?
So if people are going to continue to work after they turn 65, then they need to, they don't have to elect the Medicare Part B if they do not want to. If they work for an employer group that has over 20 employees, then sometimes it's better for them to waive the Part B, stay on the group health insurance plan where their employer is paying at least 50% of their premium. And then when they do retire in the future, that's a second qualifying event to get Part B.
But no matter what, you have to sign up for A at age 65, right?
No, you don't. Oh. Yeah, which is interesting too. And people will say, well, why would I not sign up for Part A? And the reason is if you don't have Part A or Part B, you can continue to contribute to your HSA. So I do have some business owners that also don't elect A or B, because if you really had a good HSA policy, you don't need A or B because mm-hmm. you're covered 100% after your deductible's met. Right.
And maybe they want to pump a lot of money in that HSA for all their right. retirement years.
So. That's right. So yeah, if you have A or B, then you can't contribute to your HSA any longer. So I do have people waive A and B, but that's something, I mean, that's why it really needs to be evaluated right. because it depends on if you're going to continue to work or not, what size the employer group is that you're going to continue with if you're going to continue to work.
Got it. And for those of you who aren't familiar with HSAs, if you have a plan that qualifies you to have an HSA, that can be invested in, it doesn't have to just sit there in cash. So that can be invested and grow tax deferred and come out tax free for your qualifying medical expenses, which means maybe you want to pump that sucker up with a lot of money before you retire, yeah. before you hit those expensive
right.
healthcare years.
It's a really great point. If you continue to work beyond age 65, you know, you can just
pump a lot of money into your HSA.
Pump that HSA up.
That's right. Yeah. And you also can pay your Part B premiums with your HSA funds.
Oh, really?
And also your long-term care premiums when the day does come.
Wow.
Yeah. So there, the HSA is wonderful. Mm. I just wish we could put more money in it.
What is the annual limit? Right
the
now?
Annual limit for 2019 is $3,500 for single and employee only, and $7,000 if you carry dependents, and then anybody 55 plus can fund an additional $2,000. So, you know, a couple 55 can put $9,000 in it for 2019.
Hmm. Boy.
Hmm. Sorry, I'm writing like crazy.
We're getting that, yeah. There's a lot of good stuff you're giving us, Robbie.
Okay, Robbie. So we've been really, really serious and really numerical and important subject, but now we're going to move into the fun part of the situation here, of the show.
Fun for us, at least.
Yeah. We call it Plead the Fifth. And so what we're going to do is we're going to ask you a bunch of questions, 5 actually. And if you answer it truthfully, you get a point. If you plead the fifth against your right to self-incrimination, we get the point. All right. If we win, you pay for our health insurance for a year.
And if I win?
You get this nice Yeti
nice,
mug that says Shrimp Tank on it.
All righty.
It's a little bit rigged, but you know.
But we got to make it up somehow. We got to pay our producer, you know.
That's right. We got to pay for the show somehow.
All right. So this first one, this one's kind of a gimme. It's a little softball we'll start you off with. What's your favorite thing about working with your husband in your agency?
That I have someone that I can trust 100%.
In the CFO role?
Yeah, in the CFO role.
And if he embezzles from you, it's still your money.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that is 100% correct. Yes.
All right. Yeah. Okay, so what's your least favorite thing about working with Scott in your agency?
Do I see a point coming?
Well, the fact that, of course, he usually lets me make the decisions. Uh-huh. But every once in a while, he'll, balk me on something. Like, I'll say, well, I want to do it this way. And he'll say, well, you know, that just makes zero sense. And you know, I find the way that females and males.
C-E-N-T-S or S-E-N-S-E?
Yeah, I think S-E-N-S-E. Because it's interesting. And I don't know that this is true, but I feel this is true for female and male managers or owners or entrepreneurs. You know, a lot of what I do comes from female intuition. I follow my gut, whatever. And then I find that Scott more analytical. That just makes no sense on paper. Why would you do that? Mm-hmm. You know. Yeah. So,
I know where he's coming from.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah.
But see, he'll say he's smart, that he learned long ago, if mom was happy, everybody's happy. So 9 out of 10 times, he'll say, okay, and then if it's not right in the end, I hear about it later.
Yeah. I always go back to that. My wife is Greek, and so one of our favorite movies is, you know, My Big Fat Greek Wedding. And she just loves that line about, the husband may be the head, but the wife, she's the neck. She turns the head.
Whichever way she wants. That is such a great scene.
Okay, let's have about this one. What's Scott's least favorite thing about working with you?
That I always have to be the boss.
Oh. All right, yeah. Let's see. Has Scott, as CFO, ever had to call you out on a financial matter in the agency?
I'm sure he has. I'm trying to think of what it is. Yes, let's see.
Should we put her on a timer so maybe we can get a point here? Dun, 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 dun.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of a particular. Yes, I thought of one. Okay, we invested. I invested in something without doing as much research on it. A program that, you know, somebody called me during the heat of the battle, fourth quarter or something, and just to get rid of them, I said, okay, and ended up being more than we intended to spend. I mean, it's a good program, but now we're in it for 3 years. You know, it's a, right. a back-end thing where you go and research questions for people.
Oh,
yeah, like a broker briefcase type thing.
Okay, well, we're not going to win because she's got four points to none, right. But I do have, she actually... This one is a loaded question because HIPAA won't let her answer it.
That's right. We might get a point here.
we know one of our guys, Martin Northern, worked with you. Can you share with us a few juicy tidbits what you learned about his health underwriting?
I cannot.
Plead the fifth.
Plead the fifth.
So Martin's this big old tall. You know Martin. Mm-hmm. He's just a wonderful, wonderful guy. Great advisor down in Hot Springs. And we were out to lunch with one of his friends that is joining our team. And they're both big, huge guys, and they're driving. And Martin doesn't drive with his seatbelt on. And his friend goes, oh, yeah, no, he wears his airbag.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's a good one.
They're funny. I mean, they're funny guys.
Well, Robbie, you kind of really kicked us
plead
the fifth. You won, so you get a Yeti mug.
Yay, and these Yeti mugs are nice.
That's right.
Very nice.
So the Shrimp Tank's sponsor here in Arkansas is BRS Consulting, and the advisors refer to themselves as rehirement advisors, not retirement advisors. And by the way, what they mean is once you accomplish your goals, have enough in savings, you know, there's another phase. You've got things to give back. You've got things you want to accomplish. And the end game of the planning process with BRS Consulting is to be a generous steward and leave a lasting legacy. So what's your vision for rehirement, you and Scott, as you look to the future and look about accomplishing your goals through the agency and the great work that you guys do for your clients?
Well, that is a very good question. Of course, we're nearing the time when it is time to start thinking about it. And Scott thinks about it more than me because, you know, I've got such a passion for what I do. And he's good at what he does, but he doesn't share the exact same passion. So I guess that makes us different, too. But anyway, he's like, you know, as we are nearing closer to 60 than we are 50, it is time to start living a little, because literally all we've done is work for 35 years and raise children, and we all know that story. So anyway, I would certainly like to see the Robbie Davis Agency continue to on the road that it's on. We are one of the last locally owned operated agencies in the state. So then my goal will be to try to surround myself with people that I already have a fantastic team, but with people that I can train that are younger than me to take over the reins of the business so that we can get out and enjoy life a little and enjoy our children and someday grandchildren and do more for the community and the church and all that.
That's great. That's wonderful.
Well, Robbie, we want to thank you so much for coming on the program today. For folks that want to get in touch with you, I imagine there's plenty of questions as people have listened to this. What's the best way for them to contact you, contact the agency? How do they go about that?
Either through our website or email, because you know you can answer email at 3 a.m. if you have to. But anyway, so our website is robbiedavisagency.com.
And Robbie is I-E. Just I.
Mm-hmm. R-O-B-B-I.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I don't know why my mom did that to me. But anyway, Okay, so ROBBI Davis Agency.com is our website. And then, of course, my email address is rdavis@robbydavisagency.com. And then our phone number is 501-954-8100.
Excellent. Well, Robbie, thanks again for being on the show. For all of our listeners, if you've missed any of the past episodes and you want to catch up to them, you can always hear it at iHeartRadio or iTunes. You can subscribe there. You can also be sure to catch our post-show wrap-up video on our YouTube channel. In the meantime, remember, you can go to arkansas.shrimptankpodcast.com to go ahead and sign up and subscribe through iTunes. And then remember, in the business world, to become a shark, we all start out as shrimp.